this is Technology IQ with Douglas E. Welch. For more information, visit our website, welchwrite.com/techIQ. That's welchwrite.com/techIQ. Technology IQ is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show, how to turn off your computer completely. I know that most people don't know this little tidbit, as I always get such a response when I mention it during an internet seminar or with a client. The next time your computer stops responding, and they all do it one time or another, you'll need to turn the computer off completely. In the old days, when PCs had big red mechanical switches, this was easy. Throw the big red switch and all power was removed from the computer. Flip it again and the computer started up. These days, though, computers and many other pieces of technology have electronic switches. You may not know it, but your computer is always on in some small way. If you open up the case, you may even see LEDs glowing, even though the computer is supposedly off. So, how do you make your computer turn off completely so that you can restart it afresh? In the old days, by the way, we call this a cold boot. Well, you can do what many of my clients end up doing and pull the power cord out of the back of the computer. Now, as you might imagine, this probably isn't a really good idea. Pulling the cord can cause power spikes and surges and do nasty things to your computer. Still, you do need to turn it off, though. The best way to power off your computer completely is to hold in the power button for 10 to 20 seconds until the entire computer shuts down. You can usually tell when it's done this, as the monitor will go blank and you'll no longer hear the humming of the computer's fan or hard disks. While this isn't something you want to do every day, it can get you out of a sticky spot and back on the road to troubleshooting what occurred. Even better, this trick works with nearly any piece of technology. Cell phone confused? Try holding down the power button to shut it off. iPod crashed? Hold down the particular keys to reset it. On the website, I've included a link from Apple.com showing you exactly which keys to press for every type of iPod. Digital camera hung up? Hold down the power button. Now, note, pressing your power button once, like tapping it, will often cause a computer to go into standby or sleep mode. It still isn't off completely. Remember, you need to hold the power button in for 10 to 20 seconds and listen for the click that tells you it's turned off. Of course, if your computer is hanging or crashing on a regular basis, you need someone to take a look at it or have it repaired. Today's computer shouldn't be crashing more than once a week, and even then, I'd probably be trying to discover what was wrong. Do you have a question or comment? Use the comments on the website, welchwrite.com/techIQ. That's welchwrite.com/techIQ. Call the reader listener line at 206-338-5832. Send an email to techiq@welchwrite.com or post your questions on the Friends in Tech forums at forums.friendsintech.com. For Technology IQ, this is Douglas E. Welch.